Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Suave Radio. It's our distinct honor and privilege to welcome this morning Veronica Griego, the New Mexico Farmers Market Programs Manager with the Department of Health. Good morning.
Good morning, Estefan. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. Very excited. I know that there's a very special start of a season that's happening this Friday that we're going to be telling our radio listeners all about. But we just want to give a free brief moment for our listening audience out there to call a friend or a family member and tell them to tune in right now, because what Veronica has to tell us is going to be really, really worthwhile and so important as we get into the summer months and going into November. So, Veronica, thank you for being here. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Estevan. And yes, as you mentioned, we do have a wonderful season coming up. So we are with the New Mexico WIC and Senior Farmers Market Program. And I do know there are a lot of seniors and WIC participants out there who know our program, because we used to issue out vouchers, kind of checks, to be able to go purchase from our local farmers markets throughout New Mexico. Well, this year for 2022, we are going to a new technology payment method, which will allow our eligible WIC and senior participants to be able to get a mobile app on their phone or a shopper card to be able to go and purchase at our 73 WIC approved farmers markets, roadside stands, farm stands, mobile markets throughout New Mexico. And they'll be able to purchase fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs, and honey for our seniors only from these farmers at our local areas throughout New Mexico. So New Mexico actually is leading the nation in this new program that we're doing. So we are so excited for this, because we are the first in the nation to be able to do this and bring it out. And it is amazing. And also to let you know, New Mexico is the fifth largest WIC and senior farmers market nutrition in the nation.
Well, that is great news, and that's really good to hear, Veronica. And anything that makes it easier for people to be able to get what they need is a great thing. This technology is amazing. And let me ask you, eligible participants have the mobile app or the app on their device, and you help them get it set up. Is that how it goes?
Yes. So if we have, let's say we have participants that want the mobile app, if they are unable to get it due to limited data or no Wi-Fi on their phone, then they can get the shopper card. But if they decide that they want the mobile app, which is actually the touch of their hands, they're able to see their balance immediately. They are able to sign up with us, and they WIC participants will go to the local WIC offices through New Mexico, in New Mexico, and our seniors, they can go to their senior center, which majority of our senior centers do have the applications, and they can apply, or they can go to our nmwic.org website at our farmers market link and download an application, mail it in, or email it to us. And on the application, there's actually the email and the mailing address, and we can actually talk about that in a while as well, give out that information. But yes, if they do choose the mobile app, what we will do is enter them into our system. They will actually get an email, and it will allow them to download a mobile app from that email. And as far as the shopper card, it's a really cool little card with the QR code. The mobile app has a QR code, and that is how the purchases are done.
We're so fortunate and blessed this morning to be visiting with Veronica Griego, with the New Mexico Farmers Market Program Manager here. Veronica, I'm looking at this beautiful website. By the way, we want to let people know they can go find more information at the website that you have, which is nmwic.org, and you can find the farmers market location, but a lot of helpful information at nmwic.org. But it says here, locally grown fresh produce for New Mexico families. And
yes,
I am so thankful for that, because when we talk about accessibility, the key word here for me is nutrition. So yes. Not only is it being accessible, but it's also nutritious. And that's what I love about it. And it's local.
It is. It is local. And a lot of people don't think that they can freeze these vegetables. They can also freeze them, and that way it lasts them throughout the season. A lot of people do go and purchase chili. Chili is a vegetable. And so, and you know, that is something that we do want our participants to be able to purchase, is fresh fruits, veggies, herbs. And like I mentioned, seniors do get honey.
Well, Veronica, I want to ask you a question because we got a text into the studios. I know that there's some listeners out there that know about the program, but for those listeners that may not be familiar about the program, can you please tell them a little bit about what it's about? A listener says they're new to the program. Sounds wonderful. Can you tell me what it's about? So, Veronica, if you could just, for those listeners that are maybe new to this program, explain what it's all about.
So, well, what the program is like we've mentioned, it is to be able to provide nutritious food to low income and to eligible WIC participants. And as far as seniors, there is a qualification for the age range and for income levels. And so the age range is 60 plus non-Native American and 55 plus Native American for the elders. And if anybody is on food stamps or on commodity food programs, as well as temporary food assistance, they will automatically qualify based with the age and the programs. Now, if they are not on those programs, it is based off age and their income. So if there is a household of one, it's $1,986 a month. A household of two is $2,686 a month. So there are a lot of seniors out there that do not know about this program. And we do have a lot of our WIC participants who are on WIC but may not know about our farmers market program. And so what it is once you sign up with us, we will issue you either the mobile app or the shopper card, whichever you decide you want to choose. You will be able to go to any of your local farmers markets, and that starts July 1st through November 29th. You're able to purchase, like we mentioned, local grown fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs, and our honey. And this is through, like we mentioned, 73 WIC approved farmers markets and roadside stands, farm stands, mobile markets throughout New Mexico. So we have a lot of participating areas throughout New Mexico.
Well, thank you so much. And our listener says, I'm 63 years old and live with my mother. Thank you for the information. We want to apply. So the best way to apply is, I know that there's a way to apply for benefits. And you and I were talking about the different resources that are both available in English and Spanish, right, that you have.
Yeah. And so, yes, they can go to our nmwic.org website. Once they go in there, they click on the farmers market link, which is right above the mother and on that picture. And once they click in there, they can click on the senior farmers market link, scroll up, and there is the English Spanish application. However, if they do not have access to the website or anything online, they can actually go to a senior center and ask for the application, or they can call 505-469-0548 and we will go ahead and get their mailing address and we will mail them an application. They can also email, if they have access to email, doh.fmnp@state.nmfornewmexico.us. So there's several ways for them to reach us to get an application. We are open to providing applications however we can. And as of right now, we are working with the aging and long-term care services with their senior centers and reaching out. I do know a lot of information is going out through HSD as well, which is our human services department. And so we're really working with reaching out to a lot of people. The other thing that I am doing, Estevan, is when I do see an application, if we have any participants who meet the requirements to be able to get on food stamps or on commodity food boxes, because I notice if they are not receiving any of those and their income is low, I will provide them with information to be able to go get those other services, because we do know that we have a lot of disparities out here in New Mexico, as far as low income and food disparities, with people not being able to reach a lot of resources for food. So I'm actually doing that as an additional thing on my end to be able to provide that for them.
Well, we want to say thank you for that. And we're visiting with Veronica Griego, the programs manager for the New Mexico Farmers Market. Love this. Local, fresh produce for New Mexico families. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with more right after these brief messages.
Families already have so much to worry about. Finding formula to feed their babies shouldn't be one of those worries. During this formula shortage, nmformula.org is here to help with resources and guidance to help you find where formula may be available. And you could be eligible for programs that can provide extra assistance. If you or someone you know is impacted by the current shortage, visit nmformula.org to find information that can help.
Caring for a family member or friend can be too big of a job for one person. Trying to do everything yourself may lead to burnout and problems with your health and well-being. Instead, reach out to the New Mexico Aging and Disability Resource Center to help you understand your options, guide you in the right direction, and advocate on your behalf. The New Mexico Aging and Disability Resource Center offers a variety of services, including Medicare and Medicaid counseling, a prescription drug assistance program, and linkage to community and caregiver support programs. A simple call to 1-800-432-2080 can help you with your questions. Give us a call today.
Suave Radio, we're back this morning with our good friend Veronica Griego, who's talking about New Mexico farmers markets. This is so important, folks, when we talk about local fresh produce, helping our families, our seniors. Veronica, we heard a word there about aging and long-term services. Just want to commend the collaboration with the different departments to help with this initiative. And I know, Veronica, that there's quite a bit of traveling you do in your position. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to make this happen. Want to say thank you. When we think of farmers market, obviously I think of here in Santa Fe, Farmers Market del Sur, which is the south side farmers market that's going to be happening at the Presbyterian Medical Center, and then also our regular farmers market at the Rail Yard Park. But there are farmers markets across New Mexico that you're working with farmers and seniors and families for all of this. And it's a big state. There's a lot of land to cover. Just thank you for all your efforts there.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you this. So, Veronica, people are out there saying, great, I love this. I love the fact that there's this new technology and this mobile app that we could download that can help us. You taught us how to do that. You taught us how to apply for benefits and all of this great, wonderful information. Is there any other resources or information that we want to let our listeners know about before we conclude this morning?
Yeah. So we're actually doing a wonderful kickoff with the Santa Fe Del Sur Farmers Market. This is their second year, and it is going to be at the Presbyterian parking lot on the south side. And we will be there and signing up our seniors, signing up WIC participants, and you will be able to actually purchase from your local farmers there that same day. And you can also go and purchase the next weekend at any other farmers market throughout New Mexico, wherever you're at. So we will be there July 5th, and it does kick off at 3:00 to 6 p.m. So we will be out there with a lot of our staff and just walking around and teaching everybody how to use this new shopper card and mobile app and getting out there and providing everybody with that nutritious, fresh fruit, veggies, and herbs.
Fabulous. Now, the Farmers Market del Sur last year, when we broadcast it from there, it was every Tuesday last year. Is that going to be the same schedule for this summer, every Tuesday from 3 to 6?
It is. Yes, okay. It's going to be every Tuesday, 3 to 6.
All right, folks. So you know where to join us now. Farmers Market del Sur here in Santa Fe at the Presbyterian Medical Services, Presbyterian Medical Center parking lot. And let me give some New Mexico directions, okay? So we know the Super Walmart, right, folks? The Presbyterian across the street, across the Rios from there. So next Tuesday, the 5th, from 3 to 6, you said?
Yes.
Fabulous. Well, good, good information. We really appreciate it. Again, folks, if you are interested in applying for some of these benefits, or you know someone that should apply, key information, some websites. Again, Veronica, let's give some more information one more time so that they can write it down. Go for it. Tell them where they go.
So the website is nmwic.org. You will click on the farmers market link and go to the senior farmers market tab that is there, and you can scroll up and you will find the two blue icons that say senior farmers market application, English and Spanish. The other way you can reach us is 505-469-0548, or the email of doh.fmnp@state.nm.us, or you can also reach out to your senior center.
Now, Veronica, before we let you go, I know that we're talking and focused on farmers market, but when people go to the website here, which I'm on right now, there's wonderful links that talk about nursing your baby, a lot of great information on nutrition and health for women, yes, for infants, for children, for seasonal nutrition, on and on and on. This is a very rich with information website here, Veronica. Great job with this.
It is. Yes. Our WIC department is amazing. Everything that they do, talking about breastfeeding our children, our, you know, infants. So yeah, they do a great, great job.
And if you need to know where to find the nearest WIC grocery store, the link is there. Where is the nearest WIC grocery store? And online shopping with WIC and all sorts of shopping tips and grocery store news. And so very good stuff is on this website. So people, please go on over, check it out. A lot of great questions can be answered by looking at this information that Veronica and her colleagues have put up here for us. And we just really appreciate your time this morning, Veronica, to help our listening family learn and more about the farmers market nutrition programs that you oversee. Great job. Any final shout outs that you want to give before we finish this morning?
I did wanted to also just really quickly, sure, mention, we do have a farmers market map on the farmers market link. So if you look at the farmers market map, that will also show you the participating farmers markets throughout New Mexico. And we are still updating that information, but as of right now, it is there. And there is a map that will take you to whichever farmers market is in your area.
I just clicked on that. Ay, Dios mío, mira nomás. There's a lot of sites here. There's a lot.
Is.
This is great. This is fabulous. Okay, so I'm on your map. This is perfect. El Dorado Farmers Market, Reunity Resources Farm Stand. We got Los Alamos Farmers Market. And then, of course, the Santa Fe Farmers Market del Sur. That's just the local ones. There's all over the state. This map is incredible. Head on over to find a farmers market near you. Great job with this. Love it.
Thank you. And yeah, I would like to, you know, thank you, Esteban, for allowing me to come on here, provide this information to our entire community, whether it's throughout New Mexico or even within the Santa Fe community area. But I just want to say thank you for allowing me, and thank you for the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute for allowing us to join them on July 5th there at the Del Sur Farmers Market. So come on out, meet us, come and meet us, and come and apply. Bring your family. Give out information as much as you can to all of anybody throughout New Mexico that may qualify.
Veronica, we'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you again for all that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steva.
Thank you. Well, big shout out to everyone at the Department of Health and all the crew there with this and many other programs. Big shout out to Aging and Long-Term Services Department and everybody working together for all of us here in New Mexico. God bless you.